we have got a cool interview today. They're people who in a lot of ways may have been the voice of certainly my adolescence, my childhood, my college years, whatever, and yours as well. Almost 30 million albums sold. One of the top 20 girl groups of all time. I know you know a little Weak, little right here, SW to the V. SWV joins us on The Pulse. Ladies, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I gotta tell you, I normally don't embarrass myself in interviews, but the whole time we were waiting to start the interview, I'm sitting there singing your songs. And then the interview, you guys pop up on the screen and I'm going, oh God, this is about to get bad. So you didn't hear that, right?
No,
we didn't hear you. No.
Fun stories. Obviously, I kind of grew up listening to your music. We were peers. I'm sitting there, you know, asking somebody to dance, listening to Weak. What's it like having that type of career? And now you're kind of going back, doing the tours again with people going, oh my God, I've been singing your music my whole life.
Well, I can say my knees feel like they're 31. We've been doing this for 31 years. It's great, but yeah. I mean, physically, we've been doing it. You can feel it, but mentally, we still feel great.
Our fans are getting younger and younger all the time.
Oh, and you have to just give the 90s respect. That was the last great era. You had the 80s, you had the 70s. The 90s was just the culmination of everything that all the people before us put together, and we just exploded with it. And me personally, I'll never love another genre or decade more than the 90s.
Me neither.
Was there ever a point where you kind of realized, I mean, you're singing it, you're doing it, when you realized and went, wow, we're selling millions of albums. People know our stuff. We all right.
I think when anybody appreciates something that you've done, especially music, when we came out with so many people coming out at the same time.
Girl groups too.
But yeah, like girl groups are really popping. So we were just happy to be one of them, you know? And for us to be able to come this far, it's been great.
So there wasn't one of those moments, because you talk about all those girl groups, but you still managed to distinguish yourself. And again, I went back and looked, you're top 20 selling girl groups of all time now. Now, that had to be a oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Sometimes some people just don't even realize that. It goes right over their head. I mean, it's so good to hear that. That's kind of dope. It keeps us smiling.
Sometimes I don't think we realize how popular we are until people really tell us, because from the moment we started, everything just kind of happened so fast. So you don't really have time to, like, check stats and all of that stuff. But to be here, like, 31 years later and still be one of the top 20 is just, man, you can't ask for anything better.
So you didn't even realize that level of impact. What was it like kind of being SWV when you started doing this, doing the tours, working with everybody, everybody singing your song?
We didn't know what we were doing. We were just living and having a good time with privileges.
Young.
Right.
So you really didn't have that star moment. You really were just in it to get out there and sing and tour and do your thing.
Oh,
that's
how
it started, right?
We were young. Yeah, we were young. We were trying to meet our favorite boy bands. Like, we didn't really
think. I don't think we expected to be as big as we have become.
No, not at all.
So now you said, what, 31 years you've been doing this?
Yes,
31 years.
October 27th will be 31 years.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God. Well, congratulations. But when you hear that and look back on that, that's got to feel good. That's impressive. Like, what's your reflection on 31 years?
Ups, downs, success, failure, all that stuff. We've been through it. Uh-huh. You can't live 31 years in one genre without having ups, downs, ebbs and flows. So, of course, we are ecstatic about it. We're about to start this new tour after 31 years, and we're still at the top on the billboards, on the headlines of the tour. So we can't complain about nothing. Mm-hmm. Every time you ask a question, how you feel? Happy?
Blessed.
Super happy.
Yeah.
So how did this... You're in Philly August 6th, but the tour is starting. you're going, you know, nationally, going all over the place. How did this tour with Jodeci come together?
Well, look, we fit with Jodeci. We figured it would be a great option for us to do. And we don't mind being out there with Jodeci and Drew Hill. We literally, all of us grew up together in this industry. Did. So we're going to have us so much fun, just so much fun. This is our first time touring with Jodeci. Is it our first time with Jodeci? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, touring with them, but we've done shows with.
Right, yeah. So this will be fun. This is going to be fun hanging out with the fellas. We're the only girls on the tour.
As usual.
We're going to run it.
Yeah, that's right.
You've had various stages throughout your career,
yeah,
making music, you know, touring from different times, but you still love this.
How can you not love touring? It's so much fun. First of all, you get the best sleep on the buses.
Oh, yeah.
Get your little weighted blanket and a nice pillow. You get the best sleep ever, especially those long rides. Mm-hmm. I enjoy them so much.
We had a couple of the guys from New Edition on the show when they just got finished doing their touring. And they were explaining the differences touring then and touring now. They said that now they go up to their hotel room and get some sleep and put on some Icy Hot, you know, and what have you. So how do you expect things to change?
We're not there yet.
How to what?
How do you expect things to be changing from the last tour when you were, I mean, you're all established in your life now. You said you were just trying to meet boy bands then.
Now we're mothers, married, everything. So it's a little different for us now. We go to our room, we go to sleep. I don't use Icy Hot. I got this stronger one called Pennsaid. Oh. That's what I use. I'm getting deep into them epidural layers. Epidermis.
We definitely going to sleep, though.
Yeah, you get a lot of sleep, and of course, you catch up on phone calls and everything, and just kind of touch base and check on the family,
So,
that's what it's about, and just kind of sleep and prepare ourselves for what we have to do on stage.
You know, some of the stuff that you guys have done, you obviously have toured, people know your music, but I'd imagine if being that popular comes with some things. You've done reality shows, people get into your business. How is that side of the business now, as you're adults now?
I do not like when people get into our business.
God.
I don't like when people think they know our business and choose to try to tell people what our business is. I think that's so rude and disrespectful. Mm-hmm. But it's different for us because social media wasn't around 31 years ago. So we could live. We could do things. Mm-hmm. We could have a problem and people not know. You could keep it in-house. Mm-hmm. Now you can't blink hard. If my lash fall off, you're going to know about it 2 seconds later.
Yeah, you just have to be careful who you talk to, what you say to them, because there's always a motive behind everything.
Thank God. We don't do anything crazy. We don't have anything to hide. But it's just that element now that's a part of the industry, that social element that you can't trip. You can't make a mistake. You can't, like, trip on stage and people be okay with it. You're going to see that trip every 20 seconds on your timeline with somebody's comment. And there's always an idiot in the comments also. Mm-hmm. So you just, oh, God, you got to grow thick skin. I don't know how these kids made it through the social media era.
I saw the performances when you were honored at Black Music Honors. They were singing your music to you and kind of like looking up to the success that you've had. Is that some of the advice that you pass on to the next generation? Do your thing. Be careful. What are you telling them?
They don't listen. You can tell them be careful. You can tell them watch what you do, how you carry yourself, all those great things that we were told growing up. But it's just like when you're talking to your kids or your mom was talking to you, you don't want to hear nothing she had to say because she don't know nothing, right? This is our time. So, that's how sometimes you can give the younger artists great information and advice, but most of them, they really think we're too old to tell them anything.
Yeah, that's the main thing. Just having, you know, they just, I don't know if I could say they don't respect us, but they just feel like, oh, this is a new era. Like, it is nothing new around the sun.
Yeah.
You know, and it's even worse because now everything is more magnified, it's more exposed. So they better listen.
We do have some of the younger artists who really, really look up to us, and we love them to death. You can tell when they really respect what you say. So, of course, we pour into them.
What are we going to see now as you head back on the road?
A little more of everything. A little more of we're actually doing some new songs this trip.
Right.
We have some fan favorites that we've added to the show. They're going to be excited about that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
A lot of excitement, dancing, just bringing our dancers back.
Uh-huh.
So it's going to be a lot of, you know, it's going to be an explosion for SWV. Yes.
Who hated Week?
I did.
That's Coco.
How are you going to hate Week?
I hated it. It was just, you know, at the time I was just younger. I didn't understand the song. It was just a different song for me. But at this age now, I've grown to love the song. I love performing the song. I love hearing the crowd sing the song. Mm-hmm. It's their favorite song. So I'm glad we went on ahead and recorded it.
Because it's
our biggest song.
Look, I bet everybody sitting there was like, yeah, we're glad we went ahead and recorded it too. Did you express that you didn't like it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yep. For sure.
There's a God somewhere.
Yes.
So you told them at the time you weren't feeling that song?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Ladies, when
she had a little meltdown, but I made it work. But I got myself together, and I made it work.
And your sisters sitting next to you while you're doing that. Ladies, what are you thinking? You're like, this is our hit.
I loved Week. I thought it was so beautiful.
I didn't know. You got to understand that all of the songs that we got back then, it was just a song. So, I mean, of course, we did a lot of great love songs, even at that young age. So Week was just one of those amazing songs. But when you guys got a hold of it, it just turned into something crazy. You know, I never would have thought it would have gone this big, but
international.
Yeah, yeah.
I know, I didn't expect that song to be as big as it is.
No.
I didn't expect the song to connect with the fans. I was just shocked when the song came out and everybody was just going crazy over it because I didn't understand. I'm like, wow, they love this song like that. Mm-hmm. And to see that the fans still love the song 31 years later, it's just like mind-blowing.
So it sounds like in listening to you and hearing some of the discussion, the success and the longevity, you even surprised yourself.
We just wanted to do a group so we can get into the industry and meet New Edition. We just wanted to hang out with New Edition and now we're hanging out with everybody.
Right.
What was that like over the time you did? You pretty much worked with everybody. And you're kind of known. People are asking you to do stuff with them. You know, you're touring with different people. What's that like, going out with some of the biggest names and being one of the biggest names?
From day one, this has been a dream come true. So how does it feel? What was it like? Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
You're in an industry where a lot of people don't seemingly embrace that and have that love for it and understand what a blessing it is. Are you able to pass that kind of advice on to people who just don't get it?
Times are different now. Mm-hmm. So the hard work that we did in our day, they don't have to work as hard now.
Yeah. I mean,
you can't be mad at it. Times have changed, and that's the way of the world.
Absolutely. Like, when you see the people who came before us who had to only be able to ride on a school bus everywhere they went or pile up in cars and couldn't go to certain areas, they look at us like y'all had it easy.
Right.
When we were exhausted too on the road trying to get our music out. So it, like she said, it's just different. But I will say these youngins got it so much easier. This social media is a gift and a curse.
I remember we had to do in stores.
The good old days.
Oh, my God.
Remember record stores?
They wouldn't last.
No, they wouldn't last.
These young people would not last doing the work that we did back then.
I feel like that helped lead to your success. I tell people that I grew up at a radio station. My father managed WDAS in Philadelphia. So I grew up with groups like you coming through and doing the promotional tour and coming in and meeting the DJs and things like that. Do you think that helped build that connection?
Physical interaction, eye contact, all that stuff really matters. Mm-hmm. Now it's kind of like a disconnect with social media because you can't really put your hand on it. And I always tell some people, the fans today, they don't appreciate and understand the privilege that they have of being able to interact with somebody who they really, really love. All you have to do is hit follow and you can interact with these people, talk to them if they reply to you, but you can definitely leave your comments. Then you have the ones who are just downright rude. They don't understand the privilege that they have of being able to speak to someone that they love. Yeah. So that's the only part that I think they may have missed, that physical interaction is very important.
What's next for SWV? Keep touring, more albums, you said some new stuff.
We may do some more TV shows. We are not fans of messy reality, but we love game shows, we love dance shows, we love all that stuff. So the possibilities are endless. We're just busy focusing on tours right now. We're gonna stay on the road as long as we can. That's our little safe space. We love it.
When you hear the concept of use your voice for good over the history of your career, what does use your voice for good? Inspirational message, something you've learned, what's that mean to you?
You want to speak out for what will encourage, help, advance, do whatever you can to make it easier or better for other people. With that being said, I stand up with these writers who are striking. I feel like I need to say something good about them. They put in that hard work and they're not making what they deserve. You have teachers who are going to work every day, barely able to pay their bills. So if I could speak up and say, appreciate them more, I just did it.
Ladies, I thank you very much for taking time out of your schedule. I hope everybody will come out and see you on tour. I had one of those moments last night when I was preparing for this interview and said, my job's pretty good. I get to talk to SWV tomorrow after listening to their music
Absolutely.
My entire life. So thank you.
Aw,
thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. I admit it. I was a little bit of a fanboy at moments during that interview with SWV. That's because even in the car on my way to the studio, Right Here was playing. I'm bobbing my head thinking, I get to interview SWV today. My life is not too bad. They were fun. They're in the midst of a tour, and you could hear that they had a lot of different things that they have been through and currently experiencing. Shared some good information, and I hope you enjoyed it. And go check them out. They are in tour coming to Philly and all over the place. I want to remind everyone that if you're looking for other episodes or longer interviews, the entire version of the interview is available on podcasts, all places where you subscribe to podcasts. Hit that follow or like or subscribe or whatever it is so you get a notification on Mondays. You can also head over to YouTube and look for some of the past episodes. We've had some great guests that you may not have seen. And coming up on a future episode of The Pulse, pretty controversial figure in news media, but he's got an amazing story. Juan Williams.
I didn't see myself necessarily as about representing a liberal, conservative, even moderate view, or black or white view. I was representing what I considered to be the truth and speaking my truth.
And I leave you today, as I always do, reminding you whenever you can, use your voice for good and have a good one.